right, happy Thanksgiving Eve. Connor Happer, Josh Hodson with you on a Wednesday edition of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Remember, Creighton basketball pregame today at 3:30. Unsportsmanlike conduct will take you up until then. Creighton takes on Arizona for the Maui Invitational Championship. Also, a couple more programming notes while we're on it. Black Friday, Nebraska will play a football game at 3 o'clock. And Jimmy Allen and company, Jimmy and friends, if you will,
ooh,
will take you from 11 to 3 for a extended pregame slash USA England watch party slash whatever you'd like to call it before Nebraska and Iowa. Big Red Overreaction Friday after the game ends with myself and Ravi. And then whenever a new coach gets hired or whenever we catch wind that it may be happening or there's like a Bruce Feldman tweet that's out there, we will spring into action, whether that's Saturday or Sunday or, Friday even. Maybe Monday, I suppose, as well.
But hopefully at the most convenient time for all of us.
Yeah, I'm sure, right? That'll definitely happen. I guess if I had to guess, I'd put my money on Saturday. At the moment.
Okay.
But I don't know. Should that be part of our guess? Like we pick a coach and then we pick a time based on the coach?
I think so. Right. I think that'd be fun.
We'll have that in picks.
A higher degree of difficulty since we can't even get the simple things wrong correct, like picking a game.
We will have that in just a little bit as we go through our picks for the weekend. Josh has a top five list.
Yeah, today, in honor of Thanksgiving, top five turkeys of the year. Do people know what a turkey is if you call someone a turkey? Like, that's a pretty common thing, right?
Like a jamoke?
Yeah. A jabroni?
A jabroni?
A loser? A scapegoat?
A jackwagon?
Yeah. Top five jackwagons of the year in sports. We begin with number five. I'm clearly very prepared.
I can get you there if you want. Okay.
Come on. Take forever.
Number five.
Okay. As a broadcast journalist, I try and remove all personal biases when making these lists. But you got to give me one.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
The New York Mets.
Wow.
They thought they were going to win the division. And then the Braves beat them, swept them. It didn't really get the Braves anything, but a division title. They got plenty of those banners in the stadium.
Poor Mets.
Poor Mets.
You thought your season of getting dunked on was over. But Josh Hodson is still here.
It's Thanksgiving. It's over.
You know, soon enough, they'll start up the, from my baseball intake, they will start up the Royals replays of the year where they replay like the best games of the year on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Okay.
I will not be watching any of those this year.
Not a one comes to mind.
I don't think they do it around Christmas, I think.
Okay.
Like I was so locked in 2014 to this and now I was like, okay, can I recall three games this year that I actually enjoyed watching? There was the one in Toronto where all the minor leaguers came up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They won and that's the only game I could think of. Maybe that'll be happening. That's my next baseball crusade. And then if the Royals do anything in free agency, but out of that, I don't think so. Okay, sorry.
And now everybody's requesting medical records for one Jacob DeGrom.
Yep, that's right. Everybody.
He's going to go to the
Rangers. Including the Braves.
He's going to go to the Rangers and pick the money over.
Rangers, new home of Dayton Moore.
That's right. They announced that today, didn't they? Number four.
Number four.
All right, back to professionalism. Number four is Dan Snyder.
Good one. Easy turkey.
This guy, I mean.
No, he's going to sell.
Investigation into his operations. The other owners don't like him. He's threatening to spill the details.
He's sending
on
out
the
PIs.
Other owners. Yeah. Now he's going to get a multi-billion dollar golden parachute to go away. But
that makes me sad.
But, I mean, at least he's not in our lives anymore, right?
Yeah, that helps.
That accounts for something. Numero three.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Look, we don't have to dwell on these. We're running behind in the show. Number three is Kyrie Irving.
Really good turkey.
Really good turkey for a multitude of reasons.
Yeah. Hope Kyrie gets some advice, some better advice soon.
He needs a guy in the room with him at all times.
Nope. That's not it, Kyrie. Nope.
I was thinking about this actually recently, and I don't want to take it too far, but he is a guy that I think because of his athletic ability and what he's able to do on the basketball court, which is undeniably amazing, he's probably never been told, hey, you're wrong before.
Seems like it's at least been a while, maybe since LeBron was on his team.
So I think he's got a lot of people around him who will like to say, "Oh yeah, Kyrie, you got to do you, man. You know, you got to follow your heart on this one." When you should be saying, "Hey, look, this is I don't know what you might think, but this why don't we look at it this way? Or this might not be the best thing for you."
Well, I mean, he and Kevin Durant went to Brooklyn with pretty much the implied intent of, all right, you guys can pick the coach, you can pick the roster. It's not going to be as blatant as LeBron picking the coach and the roster, but you know, we'll let you have your say, quote unquote.
And now it's too late.
Yeah,
you know, he's too far gone now.
Can't get that toothpaste back in the tube.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Russell Wilson, let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride.
This guy has played and acted his way out of the Hall of Fame in like the last 18 months.
You're right. Yeah, actually, you're right. I mean,
that piece, that cover story on ESPN.com over the summer about how it was pretty much all about Russell Wilson all the time in Seattle, and everybody grew sick of him.
The danger witch.
Yeah.
The
danger witch, yes.
The stretching on the plane.
The high-fiving no one.
Well, I played you this from sports radio in Denver last week, but the thought of him going up to the line to make checks and make calls that weren't even the Broncos checks or calls.
That's right. They were old ones from Seattle.
And he's literally in his own world.
Yeah. And now this weekend, he plays Sam Darnold and the Carolina Panthers in a real sickos game.
On the other side, I appreciate Russ because I think he's going to make me rich.
Yes.
So Broncos in a division where two teams are like actively trying to be bad at football. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to be bad at football, but are actively bad at football with the Raiders and the Broncos. The Broncos seem to be worse, as proved on the field last week.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, I'm rarely sure about my predictions, but I was really sure the Broncos were not going to make the playoffs.
We got that one. Bullseye.
Dead on, which leads us to
number one turkey.
The biggest turkey of the sports year, 2022. A lot of candidates, a lot of good candidates.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
Dun, 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 dun.
Number one, Scott Andrew Frost.
I didn't know his middle name.
I just looked it up. And it wasn't even close.
I thought you were, for some reason when you said Scott, I thought you were going to say like Scott Hattieburg or something. I don't know why Scott Hattieburg was the first person.
Scott Hansen. I hate that guy.
Maybe I wanted to watch Moneyball that bad where I was like, he's going to say Scott Hattieburg and I can't tell why.
Billy Butler.
Scott Hansen. No.
No,
he's the goat of the year, not the turkey of the year. Scott Frost.
Scott Frost.
Yeah, it's a really good pick.
Took up a lot of airtime unnecessarily. A lot of thought, time, frustration, energy, whatever you want to label it. Spent more time than I care on this gentleman this year.
Yeah.
He's dominated my life.
Not
a breaking news guy, but Trev's going to fold the program again, guys. Book it.
When Nebraska gets a new coach, you know, or maybe just after Friday, the Scott Frost era will officially end, and we can just, you know, forget about that time in our lives.
There's like two big exhales that happen on Friday, Saturday, maybe even three. The season's over. The frost era is over. The search is over.
The season being over is a very sad exhale, but it's a very good one at the same time.
Now, in a lot of ways, the season ended 3 or 4 weeks ago against Minnesota. But
Yeah. Good turkey list.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
Scott Frost, certainly a turkey.
16-31 at Nebraska.
Not very good.
But the cupboard was bare when he got here.
And get the great fortune of not having to watch this season like the rest of us did.
Should be in jail.
Congratulations to him on that. All right, we'll skip through a bunch of things here before we get to picks and tell you what to watch and all that stuff. We finish out the week, or I guess this section of the week for us. We'll talk a little bit about Nebraska, Iowa, Creighton, and Arizona tonight. Any more head coaching theories and final guesses you'd like to throw out there? We'll collect them. I don't think we're really equipped to do a World Cup preview.
Here's your World Cup preview. America, greatest country on earth.
Yeah.
I believe that we will win.
You might be alone.
I mean, they're not going to win against England, but they'll rally.
Okay, that's what I'm referring to, though. The one in particular against England.
I went macro.
Okay.
America.
We will just win the game of life.
Yeah, America, the best country.
I got you. All right. We'll come back. By the way, Belgium and Canada on right now if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Let's go!
Back with more next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.